This is a Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA. Here's host Rob Ellsworth.
Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Bill Lampson.
Bill, in 1946, Neil and Billy Jane Lampson started the company. What led them to the crane business?
Well, let's see. My father had just returned from the war. He was a pilot during the war, and he had had some experience prior to that, driving truck and loading and unloading equipment. And he thought that there was some money to be made in getting started with a small tool rental company. So he and my mother started renting compressors and welders and space heaters, things of that nature, to the general contractors. And finally got enough money together to buy a small motor crane, a little 15-ton truck crane in those days. And that was our first crane. And along with that, with his trucking experience, he picked up a truck and started doing some trucking along with it. So the crane and trucking kind of went together. And that's really how they got started.
And did they start the business here?
Yeah, they started here in Kennewick. My father, of course, was born and raised here, born in 1917. My mother was born in Irrigan, Oregon, but they lived essentially here in the Tri-Cities all their lives.
What were the biggest challenges they had in building the company?
You know, I'm sure it was money in those days. There really wasn't any money to speak of, and my dad had just come out of the service, didn't really have any money, and my mother had no money. She always tells me the story. Her first accounting job was for 19 cents an hour, so that'll give you a rough idea what kind of money was available. So he was able to get some help, I think, from maybe a little bit from family members, but mostly from the banks, and got started that way. So that was probably the biggest single challenge. But they also were raising four of us kids. I have three older sisters, so they were all born by the time my folks started in 46, and then I came along in 49. So they had their hands full raising kids and trying to run a business.
Was there a time in the company's history that you had a big break or something that gave a huge boost to the business?
Yeah, there's probably a number of breaks along the way, but the one I think of most that my dad used to talk about was when the chemical plants came to Findlay. They ultimately became owned by Phillips and Chevron. I'm not exactly who the original owners were, but that was new construction and pretty sizable construction for the day, and it gave my dad an opportunity to employ what equipment we did have and the opportunity to purchase some more equipment that he could utilize on those projects. So that was probably the first big real break that he got. And then there were projects in the early 60s or late 60s, early 70s, for example, to deliver a couple heavy pressure vessels that were built in Japan, deliver those to a refinery in Alaska, Kenai, Alaska. That gave my father the opportunity to build some very specialized self-propelled crawler transporters to transport those vessels on. So that got him into the crawler transporter business, if you will. And then, of course, Hanford always had a number of projects going on after the war was over. They still had all the reactors to build for plutonium production. So he was able to pick up work from those contractors along the way. And then the big break that we got at Hanford was when we bid the heavy lift project for units 1 and 4 for the Washington Public Power Supply System, as they were called then. And that gave us the opportunity to build the first big transi lift crane, which is kind of our stock in trade. So we were successful on that project, and that really gave us a leg up in the real heavy rigging industry.
You're listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Stories with Bill Lampson. We'll be back right after this.